Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, we talked about this quite a bit yesterday. The city of Minneapolis, and I would suggest much more than just that city, remains on edge and very divided following that fatal shooting between an ICE officer and a person who was deemed to be a protester, believed to be obstructing the officers in the execution of their duty. And I think where the discussion then branches off for people is, were her actions actions of her trying to leave the scene or actions trying to attack and use her vehicle as a weapon to hit the ICE officer? Nonetheless, this is something that is being talked about everywhere, and people are putting opinions in on this. We talked about it yesterday. I have talked to, I can't even tell you how many police officers that I know, even military personnel that I know, in Canada. Some of them have done training in the United States. In fact, we are going to bring a use of force, a police use of force provincial instructor who's now retired onto the show just after 9 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit there. But demonstrations happening, of course, yesterday, last night in Minneapolis. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, along with President Donald Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, have described the agent's actions as self-defense. We know the investigation is going on now with the FBI. City officials and even state officials are calling for transparency. They want to be involved or have a parallel investigation. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. So for a sense of what it's like on the ground in Minneapolis, I'm happy to say we've connected with a reporter who has been on this station before. Jay Coles joined John Gormley back in 2020 when the George Floyd incident happened, and he was a reporter in Minneapolis then. He's a reporter in Minneapolis now. He's a TV reporter with KSTP. I'm happy to connect with Jay Coles by phone this morning. Jay, thanks for taking the call.
Morning, Evan. Yeah, happy to help and answer any questions you might have about all this. Thank you.
Can you set up for us prior to this shooting on Wednesday? We are hearing that it was very tense in the city of Minneapolis, in the state of Minnesota, with the ICE agents in doing the work that they were doing. Can you give us a sense of how true that was?
I would say it's very true. It was tense right from the beginning, and I think it's important for your listeners to remember that our governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, was the vice presidential candidate for on the Kamala Harris ticket with former Vice President Kamala Harris, who was running for president. So there has been a lot of back and forth between Vice President, he was the vice presidential nominee, Governor Walz. There's a lot of talk between Walz and the Trump administration and President Trump back and forth about sending ICE to Minnesota. So it started out tense from the very beginning when President Trump said they were sending ICE agents here. And then I would say the temperature got turned up, Evan, when Trump announced that it was earlier this week, I believe, 2,000 ICE agents were going to be in Minnesota. So once you bring in 2,000 federal agents into a major metropolitan area, it's going to create a lot of tension. The interaction between the protesters and the ICE agents became more combative, if you will. By that, I mean a lot of pushing and shoving, throwing stuff at the officers from time to time, whistleblowing, bullhorns, pepper spray being used. So you could just feel with each passing day and the more agents that showed up, the tension and the temperature began to rise. And then it culminated with the shooting of the woman on Wednesday, which, you know, depending on who you talk to, Evan, there are those, it's very divided, those who believe the officer acted properly and others who say he did not. And so now you have this air over the Twin Cities of people being on edge, definitely, you know, mother and some sadness. Let's not forget there's a lot of sadness connected to the fact a mother of three is now dead. And an officer's life and his family's life has been forever changed. And so far, the protests have been mostly of mostly vigils, candlelight vigils, a lot of people gathering in the street. But there has not been any violence or rioting that we saw with George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
But with all of that said, yeah, you could say people are on eggshells around here.
You know, you captured this off the start of your answer there, Jay, but you have to acknowledge how politics is adding to the intensity and the divisive nature of what we're seeing between the ICE agents and citizens in Minneapolis. This very much is steeped in politics.
That would be a fair and accurate statement, I believe, Evan, because it all started with Governor Walz and President Trump kind of going back and forth about sending ICE agents here. There was a lot of rhetoric in news conferences and social media, and you could tell right at the outset that this was very tense and very political from the beginning. And something else your listeners should probably be aware of is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. He has gotten into social media wars with President Trump, and President Trump has called him out. So when you throw in the mix that Governor Walz ran against the Trump ticket for president, and Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis had also gotten into it through social media with President Trump, added to the whole tenseness of this situation right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And then it, as I mentioned, kind of escalated, temperature got higher, and then Trump said 2,000 agents were coming here, and it just, you could feel that things were much, much different once they upped the number of officers to 2,000 that were coming here.
Jake Coles is my guest. He's a reporter in Minneapolis, TV reporter working for KSTP. I'm curious to know, we talked about this on the show yesterday. Obviously, anytime an incident like this happens, there's an investigation. And that really is the test, to pull apart all of the evidence and come up with, hopefully, what is an unbiased and an objective view of whether or not this was a proper use of force. I'm hearing, and I'm looking to you to give us a sense of the frustration that seems to be coming from some, at least, city and state officials on how this investigation is going to be carried out.
Yeah, the controversy right now is this. Because the shooting involved a federal agent, clearly the federal government's going to investigate. It happened in the jurisdiction of the city of Minneapolis. In the state of Minnesota, our state police are called the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the BCA. In Minnesota, whenever there's an officer-involved shooting anywhere in the state of Minnesota, the BCA, state police, comes in and investigates that officer-involved shooting to ensure transparency and no conflict of interest. So, the way it has always worked, and even happened this way with George Floyd, even though there weren't federal agents involved in George Floyd, there were federal civil rights charges filed against the officer, Derek Chauvin, as well as state charges filed against Derek Chauvin, right? So they had a parallel investigation. Everybody assumed this would be the same here. Federal agent involved, the feds clearly would investigate for that reason, but jurisdiction of the city of Minneapolis, state police, investigate officer-involved shootings here, BCA should have a parallel investigation, because if charges were brought against the officer, there could be federal charges and there could also be state charges. So yesterday, the BCA, the state police, said the FBI was not sharing evidence in this case and not cooperating with the BCA, so the BCA could do a state investigation. And that's where it still stands today. The state is still saying they're not cooperating, they being the federal government. So that's a standoff right now, and I don't know how that will be resolved, but as of right now, it's just the FBI, the federal government, and the state claiming they're not getting any assistance and no access to the evidence.
So is there a chance, Jay, and I'm not sure if this is a fair question to ask, but is there a chance that if there was the two investigations, the state and the federal investigation, that the officer could be found guilty, negligent, responsible, whatever you want to say, and face charges in one and not the other? Or is it often both findings line up with one another?
In the past, the findings have lined up with one another. But as you know, as in former law enforcement, Evan, every case is different, right? So in this one, it's hard to know what would happen, especially since there appears to be little cooperation between the two. But generally speaking, when there's a parallel investigation like this, it comes out that both sides work together, and both sides, generally speaking, come to the same conclusion. But that does not mean that would happen in this case necessarily. So right now, as it stands, just the feds investigating BCA, attempting to investigate, but claiming they cannot. But generally speaking, they work together and most times come to the same conclusion.
Can you set the stage before we let you go, what you expect to see roll out today and through the weekend in your city?
That's going to be interesting the next few days because, and it's hard to know, Evan, and hard to predict, but I can tell you this, the Trump administration and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have said they're not backing down, they're not backing off, they're going to continue their operations in Minnesota and across the country. There was another shooting last night in Portland, Oregon, involving ICE agents attempting to apprehend someone, and they said the same thing last night that they're saying today, despite these shootings, despite some of these confrontations between protesters and ICE agents, the federal government is not going to back down. They're not going to back off. And if that is the case, it's one of those things, Evan, where you're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I got to believe you're going to see a lot more of what we witnessed prior to the shooting on Wednesday. A lot of tension, a lot of pushing and shoving, blocking officers, pepper spray beams. I don't expect that part to change much, but we'll see. We'll see.
Jay, I've appreciated checking in with you. Something tells me we'll chat again.
Yeah, happy to help anytime, Evan. I hope it helped today.
You betcha. Jay Coles, a TV reporter with KSTP TV in Minneapolis, and of course, one of many people following very closely, covering, reporting on what is rolling out in Minneapolis since this shooting on Wednesday. The story started before that, Jay pointed out. I mean, there has been a lot of protesting going on in that city, and some of it has been aggressive towards the officers, and many people pointing at that and saying, don't forget, these officers are already on high alert because they have seen aggressive tactics by protesters. It's a multi-pronged story for sure. We're not done talking about it. We've got another guest coming up, and then we're going to go to the phone and text lines to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.